Coaching, you know, we're really teachers as coaches. You get an opportunity to impact the young men and women that you're in charge of, that you get a chance to lead. And you have such a wonderful opportunity to make a difference. And, you know, every story we heard tonight, you know, where the coach made an impact. And I really believe you do. And I believe, regardless of the level, you know, high school, little league, on up into even the professional level, I think you're dealing with human beings. They need positive reinforcement. They need to be told they can. You need to provide a vision. You need to teach fundamentals. How you're going to do your be able to play and help them play better. And the key to getting a player's attention is make sure you are able to help that player play better. They spend a whole lot more time paying attention to you if they really believe that you can help them be better. And that's, but you have such a tremendous opportunity in life. And I'm just so thankful for the three men that are here tonight. You know, going from football with Jeff Rankin, thank you for inventing the monster back position and moving me around the field and making me a player, and having the other guys take up the blocks in front of me. I appreciate that, Coach. That was big. But Coach Rankin was a disciplinarian, never really a yeller, but he was very serious, very stern, kind of got your attention. And you didn't want to make a mistake, or you didn't want to act up and not do the right things and have to run and go get a piece of that ice plant at the other end of the field, which was part of our punishment if you didn't do it right. Basketball and Charlie Kendall, you know, Charlie did a tremendous job. We had a team, and again, it's my favorite sport, Draymond, but we had a team, we scored 100.6 times in 1 year, all right? And it was amazing what we did, and Coach drilled us all the time, and we do all these basic fundamentals and all these things that we do to prepare, and then when we unleashed it, you know, you'd be able to have that kind of success. But that wasn't the most impressive thing about Coach Kendall. Coach Kendall, man of faith, shared that faith with us and talked about the character that we had to have and or should have. And that's always stayed with me, Coach, so I appreciate, you know, the time and the energy you spent with us there. And Coach Bassinius in baseball, first of all, Coach just celebrated another title. I mean, still playing, still competing, turning 84, right, Coach? 84 coming up? Coach had to sit me down one day. I mean, I was a little bit of a wild young man, and he sat me down and didn't do something right. And then, but Coach, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and you know the leadership that you provided, and the emphasis on the fundamentals and how you do things. Appreciate it so much. So it's a beautiful night. It's really about the coaches and the impact that you can make. It's awesome that in the Bay Area here, where I'm from, great to be back home, and great to be sharing in an event like this tonight, a special evening, and honoring these coaches. And I'd like to honor you three coaches now. Come on up here, guys.